Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. SEBI is open to considering the mutual fund industry's reasonable concerns on fees and cost structure, reports Brajesh Kumar. The regulator's proposal to reduce the expense ratio of open-ended schemes by 15 basis points and 25 basis points for close-ended schemes, aiming to pass on the benefits to investors and enhance transparency, has raised concerns about the potential impact on the profitability of asset managers. Lenskart Solutions' 7,278 crore rupees IPO was fully subscribed on day one despite valuation worries, showing the appetite for the eyewear retailer's omni-channel business model. Still, MC Pro's Varsha Bang and Lekha Badlani flag rich multiples such as about 11 times FY25 MCAP slash sales and about 73 times EV slash EBITDA that leave less room for error. October marked the Indian primary market's busiest month ever, with 14 IPOs collectively raising more than 46,000 crore rupees, reports Ravindra Sonavani. The surge is led by mega offerings from Tata Capital, which raised 15,512 crore rupees, and LG Electronics India, which mobilized 11,607 crore rupees. Lenskart Solutions IPO is set to close on November 4th. The one soft spot in October, SME IPOs raised just 219 crore rupees across six issues. Some corners of the market are witnessing wild speculation. A 66.5% rally in RRP Semiconductor has turned its little-known founder, Rajendra Kamalakant Chodankar, into a billionaire, at least on paper, reports Ravindra Sonavane. The stock's meteoric rise has been propelled by rumors that the company denies. Turning to satellite broadband, while Elon Musk's Starlink is conducting demonstrations in Mumbai to Indian authorities, Eutelsat OneWeb is still awaiting security clearance despite having conducted similar demos earlier this year, reports Danish Khan. Eutelsat OneWeb has not received clearance despite complying with security guidelines and providing the requested information. As gold prices surge, check out Hiral Thanawala's piece on whether it's time to redeem or hold sovereign gold bonds. The NDA's poll manifesto for Bihar promises several welfare measures that could add 36,892 crore rupees to the state's fiscal burden, reports Ishan Gera. The largest share of this expenditure comes from the PM Kisan top-up, which would raise the annual support to farmers by 3,000 rupees. And finally, the rise of UPI has changed how India pays. In this chart of the day, Aparna Iyer shows how debit cards are losing relevance, with transactions at points of sale down 8% from a year earlier, as UPI dominates everything from grocery payments to gold purchases. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.